Once again, we greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all who have come from near and far, and in particular all those who are joining us online right now and who participate in this meeting. We are grateful to God for His grace and faithfulness that we can still come together in peace to hear His holy and precious word. And we heard already precious songs, and on the inside we are touched already, because everywhere the name of the Lord is glorified. And this we want to do also now together. Let us sing together song number 9 from these little booklets. Song number 9, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Number 9. To this we can say Amen. He has become all in all for us, brothers and sisters, because He loved us so much Therefore, we love him also. And therefore, it's everything for us. Our life, our light, our sunshine. And we are happy that today we can be again in his presence to be blessed again from him. Let us sing the well-known song number 14, Showers of Blessing. Number 14, Showers of Blessing. Thank you. Yes, brothers and sisters, showers of blessing, this we need. We are feeling it, brothers and sisters. Mercy drops are falling, yes, but this is not enough. We want the showers of blessing, which the Lord promised in his word. And also today, we have come into his presence with a great expectation, and the Lord will satisfy this expectation beyond what we can ask and pray. Let us listen prayerfully in the Spirit, and the Lord will bless us. We want to read the Word of God now from Isaiah chapter 50. And to this, I would like you to stand up. Isaiah chapter 50. And then I ask that Brother Alfred Borg comes to the front to pray with us. Isaiah chapter 50. We read from verse 4. Pardon? Isaiah 51 from verse 4. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my justice to rest for a light to the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die like flies. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Amen. Excuse me. Let us pray together. Blessed Heavenly Father, through your word, you already invited us that we shall hear. Hearken unto me, all my people. That's how you spoke through your prophet. And give ear unto me. Lord, this we want to do tonight with all our hearts. Listening to you, hearkening to you for what you have to say to us. Lord, we thank you. We know that you are present also tonight in our midst. For we believe that your promise is the truth. Please, Lord, come to your right tonight with each one of us who is present here. And also worldwide, where this meeting is transmitted. Please bless every heart which hears and believes. Lord, we thank you. We praise your wonderful name. And we lay this meeting into your hands. And we ask you, work through your word, through your Holy Spirit, and make all things well. Lord, we have sung, showers of blessing, may they fall upon all of us. Let it happen tonight. You know all the need, all the problems, all the sickness, all over. Stretch forth thine arm. Thine arm upholds the victory. Let it be manifest today in our midst, wherever there is sickness or need. Lord, we thank you. We praise your holy name. Lord, bless our brother. Lead him through your Holy Spirit so that he tells us what you want to say to us tonight. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Only believe. Only believe. This is the day.
Yeah.
Thou art worthy. You may be seated. Also, I welcome all of you, all who are present here, and all who are listening online. May the Lord God bless us together from the riches of His grace. Today, we have a special visit from Brazil. Maybe our brother stands up so that all can see him. God bless you, in particular, in our midst. Yes. Then, our brother from Guadeloupe, may God bless him in a special way, him we know already. Then, our brethren from Ushgorod, please stand up. Ushgorod, Ukraine, where are the brothers? Here. God bless you in our midst. Where are our brothers and sisters from Moldavia? God bless you. May God bless all. Yes, God bless you. God opens new doors in Bulgaria and everywhere. We are just very, very grateful that you can still come, that we still have the possibility to come. Then we have, of course, greetings to give you. Pardon me? Do you want me to take the jacket off? Perhaps a little bit later. Perhaps a bit later. A little bit later. Thank you. Yes, Brother Schmidt. He's just a brother who manifests the love of God. Then we have greetings from Brother Etienne Genton. Greetings. From Brother Jacques from the Ivory Coast. Greetings from Malawi. Greetings from Brother Inodi Orleans. Greetings from Brother Graf. Greetings from Brother Solomon from Dublin. Greetings from Brother and Sister Trapani. Special greetings from Brother Jürgen, from Brother Cecil, from Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, Brother Gilles Song, Brother Udo, Brother Motika, Brother Nyagi. Most of us know already where these brothers belong. Then, where are they from? Then from a brother, Lechas, very new. Then from Brother and Sister Holviti, not so new. Then Brother Champagny from the church from France. Greetings from Uganda. Greetings from Brother Leon. Greetings from Cameroon. Greetings from our brother Bruce Clute from Cape Town. Greetings from Denver, Colorado, USA. Greetings from Hungary. Greetings from, in any case, greetings from Janot and whoever goes. Then brother, greetings from Kolwezi. Greetings. From brother Leonardos. Greetings. From brother Ngonga. Once again, greetings from Rwanda, from Kigali. Here, a brother has written greetings, and he asks for the answering of a question whether a woman can bake the bread of the Last Supper. In verse 6, Sarah received the command from Abraham to bake a bread, and the Lord has eaten it. I would like it best if such questions would not be asked anymore, but it's just like that. Today, we have a special day, a day which the Lord has made, and which has gone into the history of the plan of salvation of our God. And we will take 12 minutes time to have a short overall view about the last missionary trip through Central Africa, which we made. God has blessed and has given grace beyond measure. The smallest meeting was more than 3,000 people, and the greatest, the largest meeting, was more than 19,000 people. God has blessed really very much. Where's our brother Tati? He shall stand up now. Where's brother Tati? This is brother Tati, our brother who was blessed by God and who accompanied me on the whole trip from the first hour to the last, and who was my translator from the English into French. And in all the meetings, it was translated into a third language, which is spoken in that region. Then we have brother Didier, who also accompanied me on the whole trip. Stand up, brother Didier, please. Overwhelmed of that what God has done. Is brother Willie from London also here? Brother Willie, are you here? No. Brother Willie is not here today. Probably because the next weekend I will be in London. But then we have two brothers still, altogether three brothers. Here's Brother Miro. Please stand up, Brother Miro, so that all can see you. Brother Miro has also attended all the meetings from the first to the last. And then our two brothers, Brother Dorfer and Brother Löscher, please stand up. Brother Dorfer and Brother Löscher, where are you? Where is Brother Löscher? Pardon? He is translating. But he shall say a few words now. Then please, Brother Dorfer, come and tell us an impression which you have. And then, very shortly, we will announce what kind of cities, just briefly, in 3, 4, 5 sentences, what has become great for you. Please tell it. We had the possibility to accompany a portion of the trip, and I must say, it was really extraordinary. What we have seen, what we experienced, how God was at work how much grace God gives in these countries, how many people are coming to these meetings, and what efforts they make to come to the meetings, and the love which they showed towards us. I was really feeling at home. They were greeting us. They were welcoming us. And they were making great efforts to help us. And the blessing was extraordinary. So many people have come together. It is indescribable what can be experienced there, how God is at work there. Through the Spirit. At the last day of our departure, there was on the way to the airport, we went to a meeting, and it said there should be a ministers' meeting, and then almost 6,000 people came to the meeting. It was just extraordinary. I'm very grateful to God to could attend this and to experience this. Amen. Thank you very much. We are greeting in a special way our brothers, and in particular the ministering brethren in Likasi, in Lubumbashi, in the sequence is not right, also in Kolwezi, in Bujimai, in Brazzaville, in Kinshasa, in Mwanda, and then once again in Kinshasa. It was really extraordinary what God has done there. And not only, and we have just three pictures here. At the entrance, they can be seen there. We have three photographs just to show you what kind of crowds, what multitudes have gathered there. And do you know what was the most tremendous? This brother Dorfer also wanted to say, most surely, when I asked these thousands of people, how many believe the message of the hour? How many are baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? And then, I think more than 90% of the hands went up. And I was grateful that the 36 years were worthwhile, in which I made all the efforts, what was possible, to share and carry the precious and holy word. Brother Löscher, he most surely had also thoughts which he wanted to share, and I just have one thought towards him. I knew that he speaks German, and that he speaks Romanian, and that he speaks Hungarian, but that he speaks so good French and English, this I didn't know. So God has just blessed everywhere, and he has done great things. Now just this as a remark, when I was in Lubumbashi, when I came back to the hotel room, then the governor of the state, he received me, and he said, I have heard the whole sermon. I'm overwhelmed. May God bless you. And I also wished him God's blessing. I was just about to go up in the lift, and then a man took me at my jacket and he said, hold on, first you must pray for me. It's just great things have happened. Then an officer came who had to say so in the military. He knelt down and he said, can God forgive me? I committed terrible crimes in the military. Can God forgive me? Everywhere God was at work. God has given grace, repentance, forgiveness, God has worked. And just for the testimony, what our brother Dr. Mbie, who had one of the largest meetings there, and there more than 12,000 people were gathered, and they came from all the denominations, Methodists, Baptists, Thunder people, all came. And when Brother Mbie phoned me, and he said, Brother Frank, also the preachers in this city and surroundings, they are overwhelmed. And they confirmed to me, this man didn't preach a prophet. This man preached unto us the word of God. And one after the other, they are phoning and they want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same Brother Thomas, just before that, he said it. Also in Romania, let me say this, in Romania we had also wonderful meetings. Who can imagine that 2,200 people are coming together in Europe to hear the word of God? Who can imagine that at the TV one can speak openly and freely, and the man who has the responsibility in Bucharest at the TV, he said to Daniel, to Brother Daniel, also I felt the presence of God while interviewing you. God is doing great things. More than 70 want to receive literature. Now coming back to that, what happened in Africa. You all know, Brother Branham, he had a heart for Africa. He just wanted to be there. And the message reached there. And there's a rich fruit which has come up. If it is dark enough, then we would just listen and watch. Is this possible? This 12 minutes, just to watch it. Was this planned? Is this possible? Then we sing a chorus. Who says a chorus? Pardon? We give the glory to Jesus.
And the first promise God made to Abraham.
Et la première promesse que Dieu a faite à Abraham.
La malheur qu'on a mon mari vous bâtir Abraham.
Through your faith, I will bless all the nations.
En toi, toutes les nations seront bénies.
So by the grace of God, we understand.
Ainsi par la grâce de Dieu, nous comprenons.
We have to come back to the beginning.
Nous devons retourner au commencement.
Our Lord is Alpha and Omega.
Notre Seigneur est Alpha et Omega.
He is the first and the last.
Il est le premier et le dernier.
The same yesterday, today and forever.
Le même hier, aujourd'hui et éternellement.
By the grace of God, we understand correctly what now is happening.
Par la grâce de Dieu, nous comprenons correctement ce qui se passe maintenant. You all are acquainted with my testimony.
Vous connaissez tous mon témoignage.
I know the Lord since 1948.
Je connais le Seigneur depuis 1948.
In 1955, Brother Branham came to Germany.
En 1955, Frère Branham est venu en Allemagne.
The first time I saw Bible Day.
Et pour la première fois, j'avais vu les jours de la Bible.
I saw Bible days with my own eyes.
J'ai vu les jours de...
Said I go to prepare the place, then I will return.
Il a dit, je vais préparer une place et je reviendrai.
I will return to take you to be where I am.
Je reviendrai pour vous prendre afin que vous soyez là où je suis.
That is a promise.
Ça c'est une promesse.
Do you believe that promise?
Croyez-vous cette promesse?
Nope.
Do you really believe that promise?
Est-ce que vous la croyez vraiment?
Nope. All the promises of God are yea and amen through Christ by us.
Toutes les promesses de Dieu sont oui et amen par Christ en nous.
All the New Testament is a fulfillment of Bible prophecies from the Old Testament.
Tout le Nouveau Testament, c'est l'accomplissement des prophéties.
The suggestion which our beloved brother made is also my suggestion. One needs darkness to see a film. It could not be seen much. Perhaps in ending a short overall view about the last minutes, but a little insight you got that the people really are hearing the word, receiving it, and that they rejoice with from the bottom of their hearts. Now, before we go into the word, let me just go briefly into the timely events. I will be very short. You all know, perhaps we should start at the end. Since 1st of August 2013, in the Knesset in Jerusalem, hangs the flag of the Palestinians. Now, two flags are hanging in the parliament in Jerusalem. The negotiations are almost finished, almost complete. And the announcement was, it will not take any more years. It can just take months until the contract will be signed.
And
now, among all these announcements, what really stands out is the agreeing of the Protestantism or the press conference of the Pope. Foreign minister agrees with the Pope
and
Pope will continue the negotiations from between Christians and Muslims. And this is one of the most important subjects which was announced. Pope Francis said, A Christian cannot be an Antichrist. And then I have written down, the Antichrist cannot be a Christian. Yes. Everything is going on. But here, the main thing is, among these announcements, Obama congratulates Netanyahu and Abbas. And then comes the main sentence. The USA are ready to support them in these negotiations with a goal to establish two states which will guarantee side on side peace and safety. The two words peace and safety are written here. The same in this document here. The Middle East Quartet formulates the goals. And then in the new declaration from the 30th of July 2013, as a goal is given, the two-state solution, the end of the conflict, enduring peace and safety for both, for Israelites as well as for the Palestinians. Always the terms peace and safety. Brothers and sisters, without being fanatic, we just go to the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in connection with the return of the Lord, which is described in the 4th chapter. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the return of the Lord is described. And then comes, of course, chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And now comes this direct divine information, which brings us up to date according to our time. And it's written in verse 3, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." It's written very clearly, and this happenings is really approaching to the end, and our Lord will say to all of us, when you see, when you hear that all these things are coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And in this connection, it's of course written, a word addressed to us. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 4. "But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day of the Lord should overtake you as a thief." Why are we not living in darkness in reference to the day of the Lord? Why can the day of the Lord not surprise us? Because God has given the promise before the terrible day of the Lord comes, "I send unto you the prophet Elijah. And he shall turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers again. He shall restore all things before the day of the Lord comes." Beloved, when we read Bible prophecy in the Old and New Testament, I marked down 109 scriptures which are recited in the New Testament in reference to the Old Testament. And time and again it said, as it is written, God has told us everything what we need to know, and he has sent a prophet to reveal unto us the word of prophecy, to show us Bible prophecy in its fulfillment. And to this belongs the preaching of the divine message into all the world. Because thus it is written, of course, in Matthew 24, "The gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then shall the end come." God has taken care for everything. Everything is written in the Bible. We just have to be made aware of it. The Bibles have millions of people. But only if God can reveal his word unto us, then we have, as mentioned already, then we have recognized the promise that God in this prophetic age has wanted to send a prophet to bring us back to the beginning and to establish us anew on the original foundation, so that the church can be at the end as she was at the beginning. Please remember, one moment, think about it. Here in chapter 4, from the beginning to the end, it's spoken about the return of Jesus Christ, how everything will happen in detail, how the Lord will return in a company of the archangel and with a trump of God, and how the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who we alive, we shall be changed. And then comes the biblical orientation for us. Now, concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Yes, everything was written, of course. More than what was written, we don't need. And therefore, details didn't have to be said anymore. They were already said, and they were already written. Then in particular, verse 2, for yourselves know perfectly. Nothing must be written about it anymore. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And then the orientation, when it will be so far, namely, when they shall say, peace and safety. And then, when these happenings are coming to pass, then sudden destruction cometh upon them suddenly and addressed to us. But ye, beloved brethren, are not in darkness, that this day should overtake you as a thief. And then verse 5, for ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Just very wonderful in what kind of way the Spirit of the God 2,000 years ago could write down, so that we in our time have really the biblical orientation by grace. And about all the other negotiations about Mount Zion and so forth, we of course spoke already. Everything comes to fulfillment before our very eyes. Also Joel 3, in the most translations, it's of course, Joel has 4 chapters, some have 3 chapters. In any case, it's of course written that Jerusalem will be divided, the land will be divided. And this is happening before our eyes. And let us say this also, in the presence of God. God blessed all nations, all tongues He blessed through Abram. But they must receive the blessing. God didn't want that people are against Israel. God wanted that all agree. God either has to use a prophet to reveal His will and a nation to fulfill His will, so that all nations can have part in it. And the wonderful thing will be when God completes His plan of salvation, then from all peoples, tongues and nations, the people will go to Jerusalem and they will worship the Lord God there. It will come to the point. Nobody needs to be angry with Israel. Important is that the nations are recognizing what God has done, what kind of promises He has given. The same it is with the church. God didn't give the promises to the many churches. No, to his church. He said, I will build my church. And all the others have to recognize that the Lord builds his church. And he who wants to be saved, he cannot just belong to a church. Then he must really be born again. And he must be part, he must have entered into the church of the living God, not a membership in a church or denomination or fellowship, but being born again unto a living hope by the power of the Word of God and by the Spirit of God, as it is written. Let us say this tonight for the glory of the Lord. God has really given us the orientation that we're not just preaching a gospel, but the gospel of salvation of Jesus Christ our Lord. And we're not preaching Paul, we're not preaching Branham. We are preaching Jesus Christ, the risen one, the victor of Calvary, he who ascended to heaven and who will return. But we see, we include in our preaching everything, what God revealed to Paul, to John, to Peter, what he revealed to Branham. And we thank the Lord that we have an overall testimony. How often, Brother Branham said, it shall be light at evening time. And please pardon me, forgive me when I mention this tonight. It's not enough to know what God did at the time of Branham or Paul. We are living now. We must know what God is doing right now. And this is one point which gives me much trouble. Without going now into details, but it has just been idol worship, cult of man is being made, pilgrimages have been set up. God didn't want to have pilgrimage places. He wanted that we are brought back to the original word. And here is really the deception within the message. Let us say it freely and openly. Once again, it's not enough to refer to that, what the prophet said and what he did. What instruction was given to him? As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message. And what did he say in Puerto Rico on the 10th of February 1960? Not I, but the message which God has commanded to me. This will be the forerunning of the second coming of Christ. And there the spirits are really separating. And I'm not here to speak of myself. Really, I don't need that. But a divine commission, it was a divine decision. No one was asked. Moses was not asked. No one was asked. All were called by God sovereign and were commissioned, and to a specific purpose they were sent. Wonderful that God has led it in such a way. That God has given us a direct part in it. It was his will. It was his decision. It was his counsel which comes to fulfillment and to the completion in our time. And we see it also now what God is doing among the nations. We have said it here. The feet of Brother Branham stepped upon 15 countries. In 12 countries he preached, and after the opening of the seals he couldn't make any missionary trips anymore because he had to store in the food. What can I for it that the Lord told him? And he repeated on the 1st of April 1962, don't make the journey to Switzerland, but return to Jeffersonville and store in the food. 1st of April 1962, what can I for it that before the sunrise on the 2nd of April, the Lord said, my servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities. What can I for it that the Lord has said, my servant, a great famine is coming. Store in food, for then you shall stand amidst the people to give out the food. What can I for it that the prophet of God confirmed it on the 3rd of December 62? The food which you have to store in is the word which God promised for this time. And it's in the sermons which are kept and recorded on tape. When I look at all these things, then I and we are just a part. We have become a part of it. What God had about to do in his plan and what he's doing worldwide now. And also how Brother Branham was rejoicing that the last sermons could be heard via a hookup, telephone hookup. He was rejoicing about it. He was greeting the people in Prescott in some cities which were hooked up by a telephone hookup. They were listening to his sermons worldwide, nationwide. And now we have more than 1,200 connections worldwide in all the languages. All are seeing, all are watching, all can tune in. And the separation, the preparation, all can experience it by his grace so that it can come to fulfillment, that the gospel of the kingdom of God can be preached. Everything can be included. All the subjects, Godhead, baptism, Lord's Supper, everything was dealt with, illuminated, and was taught. Election, predestination, everything was preached very clearly. And thanks be to God, we have kept the balance. No one got puffed up. It touched our hearts, not our heads, because God spoke to our hearts and he has revealed his word and will unto us by his grace. You all know, be proud blinds you. I think James has written it. And all who are proud, high-minded, they have great problems to submit to God and to receive what God is doing right now. Also, this must be emphasized once again. He who only speaks about what God has done many years ago, up to 65, what he did up to the year 65, it's very nice, yes. But what happened afterward? One just has to know. Also about John the Baptist. It was like this. When his ministry was finished, then he could go. He could not, he could, could not choose how he would go. And all of us, we would say, why did God permit that a girl is dancing and then the mother has the wish and the mother, she wants to have the head of John the Baptist on a platter. For us, incomprehensible. But the time was there. The ministry was finished. He had to go. And the Lord continued. And when the Lord finished his work on the cross of Calvary, then God continued by the church. That's how it was also with Brother Branham. It was not an end. There was a continuation of what God has done already. And for this continuation, we are grateful. And all those who are thinking that Brother Branham has to return to finish his ministry, not a prophet will finish and complete the work of redemption. No, the Lord who finished the creation work, he will also finish the redemption work. Prophets have their ministry, their task, but the Lord has all the overall responsibility for everything. Let us summarize once again, brothers and sisters. The grace which God has given us is really beyond measure. And by this we recognize that we are in the will of God because we are in the Word of God. No man can be in the will of God unless he is in the Word of God. And if he is in the Word of God, then he is also in the will of God. Everything else is a religious theory. So God has visited his people graciously. And Paul has written to the Galatians, Galatians chapter 1, here, the man of God presented, introduced his ministry. Galatians 1, verse 10. Galatians 1, verse 10. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Or God? Will God agree with our will? No. Only what is in his will find the agreeing with God. Then he lines out, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. That's how it is. One cannot please men and can stand before God. It's impossible. I'm just grateful. Also about this, I was thinking, 1963, Brother Branham got the instruction to preach and speak about the seven seals. 1964, I translated the book of the seven seals. I illuminated. 1964, after 63, the seals were opened. God, from the very beginning, already at the lifetime of Brother Branham, he has taken care that his word, the revealed word, could be carried on. And this we have done by the grace of God. And the nice thing is that in the more than 10,000 sermons which I preached, I had to take nothing back. In all the brochures which I have written, published, nothing I had to take back yet, because I only have written what I could write in the presence of God, because I preached only what I could preach in the presence of God. And God's people have the right to hear the true word of God. And all who are of God will hear the word of God. And all who are not of God, they will not hear it. So, let us summarize. God, from the very beginning, He has taken care. Also about this, I was thinking about how wonderful Brother Branham spoke about the first four seals. The first four seals parallel to the seven church ages, he placed them. And then how he spoke about the fifth seal. And then he said, it concerns the Jews. Also about the Third Reich, how they were murdered and how they were crying for vengeance. And to them was said that they should be patient until also their brethren would also suffer death as they suffered death. Everything was written clearly. And then comes the sixth seal. And he who reads the sixth seal, he will just find out that then the sun will turn into darkness and the moon will turn into blood. That the sixth seal falls already introduces into the day of the Lord. And one can really say, everything what is written in Revelation 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, everything is still in the future. Nothing has happened yet of that what is reported from the sixth seal on. One just needs to have and find this divine orientation. And also in the preachings, how God was leading Brother Branham, what he said, and then taking everything back into the scripture and to inform the people of God. We can really say with a good conscience, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. We didn't take quotations out of context and didn't say, the prophet said. We took everything back into the Word of God in the blessed assurance that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word remains forever. And Peter said, this is the Word which we preach unto you, the Word which remains forever. Not an interpretation, not an opinion, but the original Word of our God. So, also, in view of the rich harvest, what can I for it? That the Lord showed me the golden, overripe wheat field. What can I for it? That he said, my servant, bring in the harvest. What can I for it? That he said, this combine is ordained for you. Yes, it was brand new. It was never used before. And how God gave the opening. And on the golden ripe wheat field, the sun was shining down on it. And the sun was brighter, and seven times brighter. And then the harvest started. And what can I say to it? Everything is God's leading. Everything is God's grace. All of us who we are here today, and all who we are joined with all the people, with brothers, who have part in the preaching of this last message, we are depending on God. We have found our place in the kingdom of God. And the church finds her place in the kingdom of God. And then we will also understand that it's not knowledge, but it's the love of God which remains forever. And if I would have all faith, if I would know all the mysteries, if I would have all things, and if I would not have the love of God, then I would be a tinkling brass and a tinkling cymbal. Many things could be still said, but let us say it in view to the great harvest. And our brothers, especially in the DRC, they have said the believers of the end time message are reaching 1 million now. It's just wonderful in what kind of way God used our brothers in all the cities and places and villages up into the bush, and really how the last ones are called out. Also now, not only 3,000 or 19,000, also via TV it was transmitted. The whole nation was listening what was preached, and the people can make their decision for the Lord. God has really opened the doors. He has opened the hearts. And our brothers, I really want to tell them gratefully, our brothers really organized and arranged everything so good. Every private jet, private flight, everything was on the minute planned, and everything ran smoothly according to schedule. May God bless our brother George and Joseph and who they are. May God really bless them in a special way. Also in the region Likasi, Lubumbashi, Kolwezi, and Bujimai. Just everywhere. Even when the brother from Angola came, he crossed the border to hear the word. Brother Bra, the hunger is there. The same word, the same message is being carried. And God reveals His word to all who believe it and who receive it. And here in Titus chapter 1, here it's written, Titus, very clearly it's written in the first three verses, Titus chapter 1, the first three verses. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. And then, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began, but has in due times manifested His word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Promised before time began. The God who cannot lie promised everything. But then, when the time was fulfilled, then it was preached what God promised, what He ordained, what He foreordained. It was fulfilled. And this we believe with all our hearts and with all our souls, as it is written here. but has in due times manifested his word through preaching. This is the time of God, so that the promises which he has given for this time receive and get our awareness, so that we hear them and that we believe them and that we can have part in its fulfillment. In due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Now just imagine, Paul would not have any commission. He just would have preached. What then? Where would we be then? A commission belongs to it in the kingdom of God. And therefore he could say, by the commission of God. In the first circular, 1966, we have written it. As the headline, the word of God remains forever. And then, by the commission of God, in his commission. I tell you, God let us found grace in his sight. He has taken us into his plan. He has acquainted us with that, what he promised. We have received and accepted the sending of his prophet. We understood what the message had to say to us. We could place everything back into the word. And we are grateful to God from the bottom of our hearts. And I believe that all, as it is written, in Acts 13, that all who are ordained for eternal life, they will hear the word, they will receive it, and they will believe it. And all who are part of the bride church, they will believe the promises for this time, and they will get them revealed, and they will have part in its fulfillment. Brothers and sisters, and all who are joining us worldwide, there's nothing left for us but just to thank the Lord God with all our hearts. Also for that, that he has opened our understanding for the scripture, that we may believe as the scripture has said it. God has pardoned us. And once again, we thank all our brothers. Thank you, Brother Tati, who made himself available to pass on the word. All the brothers in all peoples, tongues, and nations, and in particular, our brethren who are translating there on top in the cabins. May God be with you. May he bless you. May he bless all who are translating and who are listening in all the languages and who are having part, in what God is doing right now. We are just saying, blessed and praised be our Lord for the grace which we have found to see what is now happening with Israel, to see how Bible prophecy is coming to fulfillment, and then to recognize no one knows day and hour, but when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them. And Paul has written it, ye beloved brothers, you don't need any special written declaration. Everything comes as God has foretold it and foreseen it in his plan. And we can just cry out to one another what our Lord cried out to us. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Blessed are your hearts, for they believe. and that they received the word of God and that they got it revealed. Together we are praising the power of the blood of the Lamb. Together we are thanking God for his everlasting gospel, for the word of God which remains forever. Together we will thank the Lord now that he by the Holy Spirit has led us into all the truth. This is our day. This is our time which God has given to us by his grace. And therefore we are grateful. Now, still one word, brothers and sisters, addressed to all who are heavy laden, to all who have special problems, who have prayer requests, who have just come into trouble, whether it's sickness, whether it's other circumstances. Please let us today believe with all our hearts that in every meeting which our Lord has held, he has forgiven all the sins. All the sick were healed. Let us believe that he is the same and that by his resurrection he confirmed what happened on the cross of Calvary. He has risen as the victor and he could cry out, I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and hell. Psalms 110 had to come to fulfillment. Sit at my right hand until I make all the enemies thy footstool. This, of course, has happened, and by faith, we want to receive it and accept it. And also we resisting the sickness. Just have an inner resistance to the sickness and say, Lord, I believe that you have taken this sickness upon yourself and that you were wounded for my sickness' sake. And that you have shed your blood for my forgiveness. And that your body was bruised so that by your stripes I would be healed. Let us accept it today by faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. By the full gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the Lord God do great things in our midst. We believe it and he will do it. Blessed be his wonderful name. Amen. Let us stand up and let us sing together, Just As I Am. Sing it once again. Let us sing only believe. How many believe? How many have a direct request for which we can pray together now, for which we can believe together? Raise your hand. It's of course written, pray for one another. And by faith, we can just do it now, knowing it's a finished work of redemption, because thus it is written in Isaiah chapter 53, in verse 10, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10. For it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure or the will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. And in verse 5, it's written already, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We are healed. Let us believe it now with all our hearts. And remember 11 verse 1. Faith is the substance of what God has promised and done. And God fulfills what he has said. For all the promises of God are yea and amen. Dear Lord, by faith, we are standing upon the victory ground of Calvary. And we are claiming the full forgiveness, the perfect healing, the perfect deliverance. We claim it. Please, Lord, confirm thy word today in our midst, in all peoples and tongues, with all who are listening, all who are watching, your people, your church, your elect are blessed with every blessing of God, which was given to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Precious Lord, you revealed yourself to us. You spoke to us freshly from your throne by your word. And you have opened our hearts, our understanding. And we may have part in that what you, O God, are doing in our time. Together we are thanking you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts and from the bottom of our souls for the sending of your prophet in our time, for the revelation of your word before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. You have fulfilled your word, and we may recognize the signs of the times. Also that what is happening in the Middle East. When they shall say, peace and safety, then it is so far. Oh, beloved Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word, for the Old and for the New Testament, for the insight of the plan of our God. Dear Lord, I thank you for the blood-bought flock, for your bride, the bride of the Lamb. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Receive it, accept it, believe it with all your hearts and with all your soul. Great God, all the worship and all the glory be unto you. You have saved, you have delivered, and you have healed. You have confirmed your word in all of us and in all the world. You confirmed your word in all. Bless in particular all who have heard your word in the past month, who are now listening, who are watching now, be it in Likasi, be it in Lubumbashi, be it in Kolwezi, be it in Bujimai, be it in Brazzaville, be it in Luanda, be it in Kinshasa. Oh God, I thank you for the souls which you have saved. I thank you for your people which you have called out. For thus it is written, ye, my people. All the others, they can remain where they are. They can do what they like. But your people is listening to your voice. As we heard it in the word of introduction in Isaiah 51, precious Lord, you are a faithful God. To you we say thanks for it, that your word also in this time does not return void unless it accomplished for what you have sent it for. And for this we are thanking you in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, as already said before, three meetings, three photos will be seen, can be seen in the entrance area. I don't know whether we should take time now to watch a bit still, but you already got the impression You know that all are tuning in there. The mentality is totally different. What do you say, Brother Eric? But just the last portion. You want to watch it still? Do you have the time? Okay. Who says a chorus?
Promise God made to Abraham.
Et la première promesse que Dieu a faite à Abraham.
Through your faith, I will bless all the nations.
En toi, toutes les nations seront bénies.
So by the grace of God, we understand.
Ainsi par la grâce de Dieu, nous comprenons.
We have to come back to the beginning.
Nous devons retourner au commencement.
Our Lord is Alpha and Omega.
Notre Seigneur est Alpha et Omega.
He is the first and the last.
Il est le premier et le dernier.
The same yesterday, today and forever.
Le même hier, aujourd'hui et éternellement.
By the grace of God, we understand correctly what now is happening.
Par la grâce de Dieu, nous comprenons correctement ce qui se passe maintenant.
You all are acquainted with my testimony.
Vous connaissez tous mon témoignage.
I know the Lord since 1948.
Je connais le Seigneur depuis 1948.
In 1955, Brother Branham came to Germany.
En 1955, Frère Branham est venu en Allemagne.
The first time I saw Bible Day.
Et pour la première fois, j'avais vu les jours de la Bible.
I saw Bible Days with my own eyes.
J'ai vu les jours de
Thank you.
He said, I go to prepare the place, then I will return.
Il a dit, je vais préparer une place et je reviendrai.
I will return to take you to be where I am.
Je reviendrai pour vous prendre afin que vous soyez là où je suis.
That is a promise.
Ça, c'est une promesse.
Do you believe that promise?
Croyez-vous cette promesse?
Do you really believe that promise?
Est-ce que vous la croyez vraiment?
All the promises of God are yea and amen through Christ by us.
Toutes les promesses de Dieu sont oui et amen par Christ en nous.
All the New Testament is a fulfillment of Bible prophecies from the Old Testament.
Tout le Nouveau Testament, c'est l'accomplissement des prophéties de l'Ancien Testament.
At that time, God sent the prophet Elijah.
Et c'est en ce temps-là que Dieu a envoyé le prophète Élie.
His question was, how long will you move to this side and that side?
Et sa question était comme combien de temps encore clocherez-vous de deux côtés?
If the Lord is God, follow him.
Si le Seigneur est Dieu, suivez-le.
Make your decision today.
Prenez votre décision aujourd'hui.
And he took the 12 stones according to the 12 tribes.
Et il prit 12 pierres selon les 12 tribus d'Israël.
The Bible says his bride, his wife prepared herself. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. So we must know the promised word for today. Romans chapter 9, verse 8 says, you are the children of promise. Galatians 3, verse 14 says, you must receive the spirit of promise. So the children of promise believe the word of promise. Receive the spirit of promise. And they're led by the Holy Spirit into all the true word of God.
Let us stand up. Let us thank the Lord together. And to this, we ask our beloved brother Schmidt that he comes, that he prays with us. Please, brother Schmidt. Your voice is gone.
Deine ist weg. Man hört ja nichts.
Ach so. Dann bitte mit uns.
Please pray with us.
Himmlischer Vater,
Heavenly Father,
wir schauen auf zu dir,
we are looking up to you, the living and true God.
Zeit in Stunde, in der wir angekommen sind.
The time and hour which we arrived.
Herr, wie viel Zeit
Lord,
ist uns übrig?
How much time is still left?
Wir nicht.
This we don't know.
Wohlbekannt und wohlbeschlossen.
To you everything is known. But give us please the grace
mit allen Völkern, die wir jetzt so ausschnittsweise gesehen
that all the peoples which we have seen who are praising your name and glorifying your name, thanking you for the great and finished work of redemption and deliverance. O God in heaven, give us also the grace. All who are listening, all who are watching, all thank you that you have also given us the grace to have a small portion in it, to carry your word where people are who want to hear your word. Please lead us, guide us, as your servant said, you, the great God, who you have chosen your people from all colors, from all peoples and tongues, we praise you together and we thank you for the finished work of Calvary. You have found us. You have led us. You are the good shepherd. You have given us the grace. And you have placed watchmen unto the walls of Zion who are watching. Help us, Lord, to be aware, because then we have the assurance to enter into your rest. We thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. He has blessed us. Pay attention. Take care for your children. Let everything run smoothly in peace. And God willing, we will see us tomorrow. His grace be with you. Each one is shaking hands with each one. Amen.